USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America mourns the passing of a man who people of all political stripes are calling a hero.
We've got to get through these times, but I have a fundamental belief in the United States of America, and I still believe, under the right leadership, our best days are ahead of us.
Republican Senator and former Vietnam War POW John McCain has died at 81. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, thinks of him this way.
John McCain was one of the greatest men I have met. You don't meet too many great men. He was one of them.
McCain's office announcing the senator passed away late yesterday, surrounded by family, at his home near Sedona, Arizona. The family had said on Friday he'd stopped medical treatment for an aggressive form of brain cancer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Two groups of protesters clashing at the University of North Carolina yesterday, and police say they took seven people into custody. The demonstration was planned in support of the Silent Sam Confederate statue that was torn down earlier in the week. As tensions rose between opposing protesters yesterday, several were slapped with charges of assault, inciting a riot, and destruction of property. That statue has been moved to storage. A federal judge rejects President Trump's directives that would have made it easier to fire federal workers. The D.C. District Court judge ruling Trump's executive orders would undermine federal workers' collective bargaining rights. The president had signed three orders in May to give government agencies greater leeway in firing workers. The ruling says the president exceeded his authority in issuing orders related to federal labor relations. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
More now on the death of Republican Senator John McCain, who lost his battle with an aggressive form of brain cancer Saturday at the age of 81. McCain leaving Americans with much to think about. His last speech on the Senate floor coming in July of 2017, just days after he'd received the brain cancer diagnosis. But most Americans' last memory of hearing his voice would be when he read excerpts from his memoir, The Restless Wave.
Before I leave, I'd like to see our politics begin to return to the purposes and practices that distinguish our history from the history of other nations. I'd like to see us recover our sense that we are more alike than different. We're citizens of a republic made of shared ideals, forged in a new world to replace the tribal enmities that tormented the old one. Even in times of political turmoil such as these, we share that awesome heritage and the responsibility to embrace it. Whether we think each other right or wrong in our views on the issues of the day, we owe each other our respect, as long as our character merits respect, and as long as we share for all of our differences, for all the rancorous debates that enliven and sometimes demean our politics, a mutual devotion to the ideals our nation was conceived to uphold, that all are created equal, and liberty and equal justice are the natural rights of all.
Remembering John McCain for U.S.